we've certainly gone on record saying we believe there's a really good future for CDM in Africa, as long as it's now upgraded, the lessons of the last 5 years or so are drawn into that review process. And I think there's a consensus amongst all of us using CDM as to what that should be. And we're really delighted that there seems to be a willingness from UNFCCC and the CDM Secretariat and Board to make those revisions. And they are being open, asking us for our views, and we believe that we will be listened to and we'll have an even better CDM in the future. We see the use of these programs of activities as really giving a boost to the number of individual projects. The fact that individual projects can now cluster under an umbrella, and the umbrella takes on all the administrative burden, means the project developers will now find this an attractive option. And the preference for the least developed countries from the European trading scheme is brilliant for the poorer countries. I think we've proved even in the last 2 years that the uptake of people working on POAs is a clear sign that we have faith that that will become the key way for projects to be developed. It still needs sorting out. It's a tortuous process, but I think the pioneers are showing everybody what needs to be smoothed out of the way to make that an easier route. The whole market is constantly evolving. So for the moment, POA is the frontier. Beyond the POA frontier are other delightful creatures of NAMAs and all sorts of other things we've not yet dreamt of. So we just feel this is the next position for us to go to in Africa. And then we can prove to people the projects are out there. And the sustainable development that will come from those projects is what Africa is focusing on.